A lot of people think Gwen Stefani opened up Harajuku fashion to the rest of the world when she started her kids' line at Target. Well, Harajuku certainly is a fashion epicenter. On the western side of metropolitan Tokyo, this little area has been a base for Americans and other expats since World War II. Trendy Japanese have flocked to the area, especially after the 1964 Olympics kind of highlighted the street scene there. Once you've seen the Harajuku Tokyo street fashion show at the Honolulu Museum, you may wonder where Hawaii's affection for cute can go. Take an open mind to the Harajuku Tokyo street style exhibit. Yes, the yoke and collar of a blue shirt can be dismembered and attached to a brown skirt with pleats made of silk ties printed with clock and playing card themes.
Oh, sure. Right.
Red string looping lazily around the skirt accentuates the $20 bill and the conductor's badge pass stuck to it right here.
But they have a panache of wearing it.
Sarah Oka, textile curator at the Honolulu Museum of Art, says Tokyo street style, centered in the youth culture of the Harajuku area, began as a very personal and handmade expression.
And people were just creating these really unique combinations. And then it became an industry.
Shibuya, Osaka, and other parts of Japan are involved. But Harajuku is arguably the epicenter, where Japanese affection for Hello Kitty cuteness mashes up with British and American influences like Alice in Wonderland, My Little Pony, the New Romantics, glam rock, steampunk, and goth.
Layers are really important. And if you do go back to typical kimono wear, there are lots of layers. They pay attention to a lot of the details. Things that don't really go together can be something more compelling to look at.
This limited-run lace on the inner petticoat of one dress features frolicking horses, which are echoed in the carousel print of the dress, whose bodice features delicate military brocade and gold stars, as well as several large bows.
It's very individual.
Angela Nee, junior graphic designer at the Honolulu Museum, is a member of J Fashion Hawaii.
It's not a costume to them. Like, this is what they are. Once they put it on, it's like, oh, this is me.
What is your look?
I mainly wear Lolita and Mori Girl. I also love Dolly Kay.
Mori Girl is a nature kind of Bambi look, and Dolly Kay is a subcategory more inspired by Grimm's fairy tales.
Slightly creepy in a little way.
Imagine vintage embroidery mixed with actual tasseled vestments from Masonic rituals.
Even just like 2 years ago, it was all these really interesting layers.
First, you need a main piece, the dress. Petticoats for the right silhouette, socks, shoes, headdress, maybe hat, headband, or bow.
And then jewelry, of course, too. It's all about accessorizing. Accessorizing is the whole look.
I mean, it just seems like a look that could go so wrong.
Yeah, it could. But I think with any fashion, too, it's a lot about color theory. You know, layering, making sure it's balanced, making sure the theme is cohesive. I think when you see like really successful outfits, all those points are addressed.
Attention to detail makes all the difference. Noe Tanigawa, HBR News.